Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I am Jesse Steele. Last time I checked, and it is March 11th. So, sorry about yesterday. By the time I got back from my trip, it was about 7:30 at night, and I figured you guys would have moved on at that point. So, we'll just do everything from yesterday today as well, which is actually very helpful because young Ella Boehm made a What You Missed Owens Valley and Eastern Sierra News and Events for 3:10. So, perfect. We'll just read that. Okay, so the first thing was, we did mention this, but let's do it again, the Blake Jones Trout Derby. And that is starting tomorrow. So calling all fishing enthusiasts, don't forget the Trout Derby is this upcoming Saturday, tomorrow. Anyone is welcome to register for the kid or adult categories, and there'll be mini contests with different prizes, including cash, float tubes, fishing gear, and more. Check-in and registration starts at 6 a.m. March 12th, and your catches must be weighed by 3 p.m. Entry fee is $25 for an adult and $15 for kids under 12. Also, remember that if you bring a trash bag and collect trash that you find out there while you're out and turn it in, you're going to get an extra raffle ticket for that. So make sure you do that. For more information, go to bishopvisitors.com for registration and to get signed up. So make sure you get on that. You need to be out there tomorrow morning by 6 a.m. Good luck, anglers. Mammoth Lakes Events Forum, that's March 16th. Mammoth Lakes Tourism and the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce is hosting an events forum. Event producers, professionals, and any interested parties are welcome to attend. The purpose of the event is to provide helpful information to anyone interested in putting on events in the Mammoth Lakes area. Lunch will be provided and register ASAP at mammothlakeschamber.org. Life and Longevity in the Blue Zones, free health presentation March 17th at Northern Inyo Healthcare District. They are hosting a free, open-to-the-public, educational, healthy lifestyle talk titled Life and Longevity in the Blue Zones with Kalina Gardiner, RDN. A Blue Zone refers to a few geographic places in the world where people have low rates of chronic disease and illness and tend to live longer. Watch the presentation live on NIHD's YouTube channel, which you can click on the link at Eastern Sierra Now to get to. That's Thursday, March 17th, 5:30 p.m. The Big Pine Volunteer Fire Department is having an Appreciation Day and Indian Taco Sale. So that's March 19th. There'll be free Indian tacos. Ooh, well, look at that. For all first responders in honor of Big Pine Volunteer Fire Department Appreciation Day. So that's cool. So if you're a first responder, head down and get a free Indian taco. That's absolutely the least that we can all do for everything you guys have done for us lately. Additionally, there'll be baked goods, breakfast burritos, beadwork, baskets, jewelry, and other handmade items. Head on down to 128 Main Street, Big Pine, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., with tacos being served 11 to 3 p.m. There's a free dump day, March 20th. The Independence and Lone Pine landfills have a free dump day on Sunday, March 20th, 7:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Residential waste can be dropped off at either landfill with no cost. However, commercial or hazardous waste will not be accepted. There's a limit of 9 tires per trip, and rims must be removed or the tires won't be accepted. So please pre-sort and tarp your loads before bringing your waste to the dump. But hey, 7:30 to 3:30, free, Independence and Lone Pine. That's probably worth the gas if you don't live there, so head on down and give that a go. The Eastside Student Center is hiring. They're looking to hire a Student Center Program Coordinator. The job will be seasonal, based on the school calendar, and will be $25 to $30 an hour for 10 to 15 hours per week. The program coordinator will be the general point person for all student center operations, and among other duties, will be a leader and mentor to students and volunteers. Go to eastsidestudentcenter.org for a full job description and send cover letter and resume to eastsidestudentcenter@gmail.com. Thank you for pulling that all together for us there, Ella Boehm. And guys, you know she's an intern, right? She works for tips and knowledge. I'm giving her all the knowledge I can, and I give her tips when I can as well. But we're trying to build the whole thing here. I mean, I don't have any money for myself, much less to give to somebody else. So why don't you head over to her article, What You Missed, Owens Valley News. It says by Ella Boehm. Go to the bottom and just start giving her some tips. $1. I mean, that's all you got to do. If 15 of you guys gave her $1, that's absolutely a great tip. You know what I mean? So Just head over there and do it. Give her $5. Give her $20. She kicks butt. She's working her tail off. Plus, she works at Pupfish Cafe every day and is going to school for online college right now through Santa Barbara. So she deserves everything we all can do to help her, even if it's just a round of applause, because she is a great person and we are so lucky at Eastern Sierra now to have her on board. So thank you again, Ella. Yeah, and if you can spare it, head over and give her a tip, please. That would just make... It would make my day, but I'm sure it would really make her day. So what else do we have here? So it looks like Saracoso College is holding a virtual military and veterans aid workshop. Saracoso Community College is offering a virtual military and veterans aid workshop Friday, March 18th from 12 to 1:30 p.m. via Zoom. The college strives to support, empower, and assist military and veteran students through military-connected transitional challenges, increase student-veteran retention and completion, foster the development of skills needed to succeed in their educational goals, and create an awareness of military culture and how to support veterans on campus. This workshop will provide a review of military and veteran education benefits such as tuition assistance, GI Bill, MyCAA, and the CalVet fee waiver. Other topics will include academic and financial aid resources to ensure students are well prepared for the upcoming term. That sounds pretty great. There's a lot of actually advisors that are military and veterans, so that's cool, and that's really good. I anything that supports the vets, I'm 100% for it. So head over there and check that out. You can call 760-384-6291 for more information about that. And yeah, that sounds like a great event. So again, March 8th, 12 to 1:30 on Zoom. They'll walk you through how to do everything that you need to get your military benefits towards going to college. And I couldn't support that more. So heck yeah. Again, 760-384-6291. Quick update on the Mammoth Snow Report. Not much, but still good enough. 213 to 286 on the season, inches. 9 parks open, 25 lifts, 165 trails. And it looks like right now the base depth's about 66 to 128. So that's pretty good. That's I think that's all the lifts are open right now. It's been pretty good. I mean, there's pow a little bit earlier in the week, so you know. But I think it's probably turned to ice and everything at this point. But you know what? Those of you that are hardcore, you're gonna go anyway. So just so you know, those are the quick numbers from the Mammoth Snow Report. Here's another really great event, and this is coming from our buddy Chris Leonard, who does our fishing report all through the fishing season. So he is sponsoring a river cleanup event. This is our chance to annually clean up Bishop's Blue Ribbon Moving Water Fishery. The annual Owens River cleanup is scheduled for Saturday, April 23rd. This is the 8th consecutive year of this much-welcomed event. What makes this day work so well is the congregation of good-hearted volunteers who travel from near and far to partake in a morning of beautification of the Owens River near Bishop, California. It is a great event and everyone is welcome. Bring gloves, bring family and friends. The more people, the cleaner the river. So they're offering coffee and baked goods provided for all volunteers at 8 a.m. So you meet at 8 a.m. at Pleasant Valley Campground, just outside of Bishop, at the Metal Footbridge. Lunch will be provided for all volunteers at 12 p.m. At the Pleasant Valley Campground by the dumpster. So, because clearly you guys are picking up trash, so get out there and do that. Definitely a wonderful event, and thank you, Chris, for doing that. Oh, by the way, there's a free raffle for participants with a lot of swag to be given away. That's cool. If you'd like to donate swag for the raffle, please contact Chris Leonard at 818-288-3271. And for more information, you can go to Eastern Sierra Now and click on the link at the bottom, and that'll bring up the flyer that Chris gave us. Looks like this is sponsored by Ducks Unlimited, Trout Unlimited, LADWP, California Trout. I mean, there's a lot of stuff, people behind this, and they should be. It's a great event. So head on out there, pick up a little bit of trash, have some coffee and donuts, and get some lunch, and do your part to clean up the river. Wanted to give a quick shout out to this fella, Zane Cochran, the Bishop Volunteers, Fire Department. They award Zane Cochran the Firefighter of the Year for 2021. Congratulations go to Zane for winning that, and thank you for your continuous hard work for the department and your community. There's a cool picture of him receiving the award. It's an awesome reward, by the way. Go check it out at Eastern Sierra Now. I believe they also posted it on Instagram, as did we. So again, thank you, Zane Cochran, for all that you do. Bunch of meetings. You know how that goes on here. Town of Mammoth Community Water District meets March 17th at 5:30 p.m. The agenda is at Eastern Sierra Now, along with the Inyo County Board of Supervisors. That'll be March 15th. And if you are interested in the Zoom link or the agenda, head over to Eastern Sierra Now, where you can find that information. In between all of those volunteer events and heading up to these meetings and keeping up with our area, you know what you need? A margarita. You know where you're going to get the best margaritas? Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, man. You can take it home so then you can watch your Zoom meeting with your awesome Cadillac margarita or whatever kind you want. They've got a whole list of them. Go online to AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com. There you can see an entire list of all the cocktails that they'll make for you that you can take home. You don't have to have them there. You can get all the different food you want. You can order it all online, and it is ready to go when you get there. There's nothing cooler than that. I don't know what else to say. Call 760-872-3849 for more information or to order. Again, AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com. You can order from there. Or you can just go and sit down and have a good time. You know, that Astorgas family, I love those guys. They are great. It is always fun to sit and talk with them. They're so nice, and it's just such a great environment to be in. You might as well just head down there and bring your laptop, and you can do your Zoom meetings from there. All right, Astorgas Mexican Restaurant. So there's a quick community update for 311 from Mammoth Lakes. And this comes from the newsletter from the town of Mammoth Lakes that came out today. The town has completed a companion document to the 19 through 21 mobility hub study, which is available for review on the town's website. And the link is at Eastern Sierra Now. The new document titled Mobility Hub Study and Program was completed by using the baseline data collected during the 19 through 21 mobility hub study, as well as information from the public outreach conducted in the summer fall of 21. The program is focused on the urban core of town and considers the unique mobility needs of Mammoth Lakes to identify mobility hub locations and amenities. The program identifies 8 mobility hub locations, 2 initial pilot project locations within the urban core of town. The final program will be presented to the town council March 16th, and the report is available at Eastern Sierra Now. MLPD invites the public to comment on their 22 OHV grant application. We spoke about this earlier in the week, but I'll give you the quick rundown again. The MLPD submitted a preliminary application to the State of California Off-Highway Motor Vehicle, OHMVR, LMNOP, division for the 22 grant cycle. The public may view and comment on the application by no later than May 2nd at 5 p.m. by visiting the State Grants and Cooperative Agreements Program website, which is linked here. Read more about what the MLPD OHV program offers the community of Mammoth Lakes in the press release or by viewing the full application online. For more information or to provide feedback, please contact Sergeant Dan Kasabian, 760-965-3709. All of those links are available at Eastern Sierra Now, by the way. Town Council. The town and county will conduct a joint meeting Tuesday, March 15th at 4:15 p.m. And for more details, you can click on the link at Eastern Sierra Now. Programs under the town's Housing Now initiative will be highlighted, including the parcel Phase 1 through 81 units and Phase 2, 146 plus units of affordable housing. That is awesome. Bridge Program, providing families affordable home ownership. 4 new ownership units planned for construction at 60 Joaquin. Ongoing support funding to preserve deed restrictions, affordable homes. Partnership investment for MLH's access apps, 11 units, and a home key project, 15 units. Zoning code updates to support affordable housing and use of pre-approved ADU units. And continued support of the Chamber of Commerce Employee Housing Matching Program. So there's a couple more things from there. If you want to check that out, just head over to Eastern Sierra Now. It's underneath Town of Mammoth Community Update 311. You can see everything that's going on in the town of Mammoth Lakes. Also, we have the Mammoth Recreation newsletter that came out today, and there is a lot of really fun stuff in there as well. We are starting to run long, so I'm not going to read through those, but you can easily just click on Eastern Sierra now and go check that out. There's a whole list of stuff that's going on in the next few months, and you definitely don't want to miss any of it. It seems like a very good time, so definitely go check that out. Mammoth Lakes Town Council meeting. I missed this one earlier. That's March 16th. For the links and agendas, you can come to Eastern Sierra now and find that. We are closing in on the final stories here, ladies and gentlemen. That's what happens when I miss a miss a day. I got to go through a bunch of stuff at the same time. Bishop City Council meeting is March 14th at 6 p.m. You can get the stuff there, of course. And last but not least, we have a little bit of sports here. It looks like we'll start with Bronco softball. It looks like the Bishop Bronco girls fell to Burroughs 10-2. Bishop had three hits. Deborah Falling Star had one. Kate Anderson and Maddie Torres. And she also had two RBIs. Maddie did. Pitching was Geneva. She threw all seven. Had 10 strikeouts, 12 hits, and 5 walks. That was good. Great job pitching. Had one bad inning with Burroughs scoring 5 runs. Oh, that'll get you every time. Then scattered the rest of the 5 innings. So it still feels good about the team progress. Young team with only 4 returning starters. So hey, for 4 returning starters, excellent work, ladies. Keep up the hard work, and you're doing a great job. And that comes from Coach Manuelito. And then we've got a little update here from Bishop Bronco Baseball. The Bronco baseball team traveled to Burroughs. This was Wednesday, and they came back victorious with a score of 10-9. Ooh, that's close. Bishop had an impressive 7-run fourth inning. Wow. But the Burroughs team rallied back in the sixth, putting up 5 runs. Bishop held on to bring home the win. Wow, that's a nail-biter. On the mound was Jake Frigerio, pitching 4 innings, allowing 2 runs on 4 hits and 6 strikeouts. Riley Yeropkin pitched 1 1/3 innings, allowing 1 run on 1 hit and 1 strikeout, and Albert Cano closed the game, pitching 2 out of 3 inning, 2/3 inning, throwing a crucial strikeout to end the game. Well done. Hitting highlights. We had Jake Frigerio, 3 for 4, 2 runs, 2 singles, and a double. Riley Yeropkin, 1 for 2, 2 runs, 1 stolen base. AC Valdivia, 1 for 4, and 1 run, 1 double, and 2 RBIs. Reese Dondero, 1 for 4, 1 double, and 2 RBIs. Kennedy Batchelder, 1 for 3, 1 single, and 2 RBIs. Hector Martinez, 1 for 1 at a crucial time, 1 RBI. And the Broncos will travel to Lone Pine Tuesday the 15th for their next game. So everybody, if you can head out and check that out, please do, because that's still home. We can get there, and that's worth watching because these kids are doing a great job. And that all comes from Coach Linda Frigerio. Thank you for that, Linda. And good job, boys. So I think that is going to be it for today, ladies and gentlemen. And I just want to throw out there real quick our lovely names of our lovely Patreon peeps. Allison, Sam, Fran, Tiffany, Tomatohead, Dee, Ida, Deborah, Valerie, Margaret, and Chandra. Thank you all so much for all that you do and for helping support local news. And if the rest of you would like to jump on board with that, go to patreon.com/EasternSierraNow or head over to Eastern Sierra Now where you can find the button to become a patron. Thank you all so much. Have a great weekend. Head out to the Blake Jones Trout Derby and catch a big fish. Eastern Sierra Now, Jesse Steele.